Welcome back. You're listening to a program is called Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. I'd like to hear from you. Crosstheborder.org is the website. You'll find an email link there to email me. We're going through the book of Exodus. Moses, of course, spent 40 years in Egypt, growing up as a prince of Egypt, until one day he went out to look upon his brethren and committed a murder. Then he fled from Egypt for 40 years, was a shepherd for the priests of Midian over in the desert near Mount Horeb, the mountain of Elohim, Elohim Mountain. And he learned to tend sheep for 40 years. I'd say he was in training. Seems our Heavenly Father has an affinity for shepherds to lead his people. As a matter of fact, he calls himself the Great Shepherd. So we have Moses. The training he had was 40 years. You know, and I'll tell you what, you don't become an eloquent speaker when you're hanging out with sheep, unless you're practicing. But I'm not sure Moses knew that he was practicing. Perhaps he did. I don't know. I'm sure he wasn't making speeches to the sheep, though. Apparently he wasn't, because he proclaims that I'm not an eloquent speaker. And he has a lot of doubts when it comes to handling people and going before people. He tried once before, 40 years prior. He was supposing that they would understand, his brethren, the Hebrews, would understand. But they understood not, and that was the determination. So he fled, he's gone for 40 years, he's learning how to be a shepherd. Yeah, they weren't ready for him, and he wasn't ready, because he wasn't ready to lead anybody. Not growing up in the courts of Pharaoh. The only way they lead there is to lord it over. But the kingdom of God is not about lording it over people. It's about shepherding people. If the Heavenly Father puts you in a position of leadership, you have to know how to shepherd his flock. So Moses answered, he says, carrying on the conversation here, he said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, Yahuwah," in the King James it says, "the Lord, Yahuwah hath not appeared unto thee." And Yahuwah answered him, unto him, "What is that in your hand?" And he said, "A rod." Hey, he's a shepherd. He's got a rod in his hand. And he said, "Cast it to the ground." So Moses cast it to the ground and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. You see, Moses backing off real quick from the serpent. And Yahuwah said to Moses, "Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail." And he put forth his hand, and he caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that Yahuwah, Elohim of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And Yahuwah said furthermore unto him, "Put now thy hand into thy bosom." And he put his hand into his bosom, you know, under his cloak or his robe or whatever it is he was wearing, in his vestiture there. So he puts his hand in, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, "Put thine hand into thy bosom again." And he put it into, and covered up, and then he pulled it out again. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto Yahuwah, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." And Yahuwah said unto him, "Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah?" And you see, getting a little impatient with this, with Moses here. You know, you could imagine the booming voice from the bush. I am not eloquent. You know, he's worried about his performance. He's worried about how the children of Israel are going to see him. Instead of going, I am, you know, the Almighty Creator is commanding me to do this. I can go forth and do it. I would be excited about it. But, you know, I can't judge Moses here because, hey, who knows? Same situation, being the man that he was, hanging out with sheep for 40 years. I might be a little sheepish myself, to use a pun. So he said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, Yahuwah? This kind of sounds like, you know, what Job was hearing when he was questioning the Creator. And he continues, now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And basically what he's saying is, I'm going to put the words in your mouth. I will be with your mouth. All you got to do is open it, and the words will come out. And he said, it's hard to let go of fear, isn't it? And he said, oh, my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. He's saying, not me. I can't do this. Send somebody else. You know, I'm not good enough. They won't believe me. Who am I? Yes, the man has been hanging out with the sheep too long, hasn't he? Oh, and the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. So we get a little more insight if we're going back now to the time that Moses left. All his brethren knew who he was. And it appeared that perhaps all the Hebrews knew who he was. It wasn't a hidden thing, at least not to his family. Of course not to his family. That is something that you don't hide from your family. So I'm sure his brother was watching him and keeping his eye on him as much as he could, as much as you would. If your brother was sent away at, you know, shortly after birth to, you know, as an infant, just weaned and sent off to live in the palaces of Egypt. And so, and Aaron was older than his brother, so he did see all of this happen. But here it is, 80 years later. He's been gone 40 years. He ain't seen Aaron in 40 years, apparently. And now he's 80 years old, and Aaron is older than that. So he says, and the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words into his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. And he shall be, even he, shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shall be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, there wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. And this, you know, this little statement, I don't think we can just pass it by here. We see something more about the character of Moses, and we see his obedience to parents. Yeah, he is, of course, Jethro is his father-in-law, but he is a part of his father-in-law's household. He has been taken in by his father-in-law, and he's become part of that household. And apparently, you know, he's the priest of Midian, so is he Moses' priest? Yes, he's looking to him. And what is a priest? You know, every patriarch is the priest of his household. That's what I get. It's like we went through Genesis and we ran into a guy called Abimelech. And the name means father king. He was a king. He was a father. His family was his nation. It was his kingdom, so to speak. And that's another reason why I believe that the governments, the beast governments, work so hard to tear the family down, because they do not like competition. They don't want little nations rising up all around and inside the borders, or what they call the borders of their land, the imaginary lines that they place on maps and on the ground. So anyway, well, let's see a little bit of the character, the obedience to parents here. It tells us a little bit more about Moses. So he goes and he says to Jethro's father-in-law, "Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, to see whether they be yet alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." And Yahuwah said unto Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life." And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. He packs up his family and returns to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And Yahuwah said to Moses, "When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, and he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith Yahuwah, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn." And it came to pass, by the way, in the end, that Yahuwah met him and sought to kill him. Uh-oh. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband art thou to me." And she let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision." So, it was the covenant that was given to Abraham, his father, that had not been, you know, carried out by Moses here in circumcising his own son. So they went. And Yahuwah said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." And he went, and he met him on the Mount of God, and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahuwah had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahuwah had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. And afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Yahuwah, Elohim of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is Yahuwah that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yahuwah, neither will I let Israel go." And you know what? It's the name here. And that's why it's so important to learn the name of our Creator. Because Pharaoh isn't going, "Who is the Lord?" They had many gods. He wouldn't be going, "Who is the Lord?" He would be going, "Well, I've never heard of that God before." Because he's giving them a name. He isn't going, "I haven't heard of the God before." Because they didn't have the term Lord, but they're obviously using the term Elohim or something comparable to that in the Egyptian tongue. The Adonai. Perhaps that's where the word Adonai came from. But anyway, here it says, when it says God, in the context here, it says Yahuwah, the 3068, the Lord, and it says God, which is the 430 Elohim. And so the term here, Elohim, is a generic term, God. You know, as we would use the term God today as a generic term, we could say, well, there are many gods, you know, because there are many gods. But there's only one, Yahuwah. There's only one creator of the universe. And you can say, well, the God of the Hebrews. And that's why they go through this, the God of Abraham, the God of your fathers, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Because they're identifying who the Elohim is. He's not the God of any of the gods of the Egyptians. So they say Yahuwah, the name, the Tetragrammaton, the God of the patriarchs. So, and Pharaoh says, who is Yahuwah that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yahuwah. Neither will he never heard of this God before. I don't know him. And perhaps that's because the children of Israel aren't using the name. But they recognize the name. And that's another thing. At least the elders recognize the name. And why didn't they use the name? Perhaps they didn't want the name profaned amongst the Egyptians. He says, I know not Yahuwah, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto Yahuwah our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do you, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto their your burdens? And so he's telling the elders, get back to work. You know? What do you mean, let them go? Who are you, Moses, Aaron? And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and you shall make them rest from their burdens? And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore, let them go and gather straw for themselves. What he's saying is here is to, hey, make their burdens heavier. Make them work harder. They've got too much spare time, you know, to be worried because now they want to go someplace. You know, we won't even give them time to think about this God of theirs. And the tail of the bricks, which they did make heretofore, you shall lay upon them. You shall not diminish aught thereof. So they're supposed to make as many bricks, but now they have to get the material for themselves and whatever burden they have. Therefore the cry saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get your straw where you can find it, and yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. You're making 100 bricks a day, you know, now you got to get straw and still make 100 bricks a day. That's what he's saying. Go ye, get the straw where you can find it. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the lands of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as heretofore? So they lay a heavy burden, which they can't fulfill on them, and now they're starting to beat them for not fulfilling their quota. And now then the police officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There's no straw given to the servants. And they say to us, make brick, and behold, the servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. But he said, you are idle. You are idle. Therefore, you say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. He's saying, you got too much time in your hands. I'm just trying to fill it up. Go therefore now and work, and there shall be no straw given to you, yet shall you deliver the tally of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see they were in evil case after it was said, you shall not diminish aught from your bricks to do your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh, and said unto them, Yahuwah, look upon you and judge, because you have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto you and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, Now thou shalt see what I shall do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am Yahuwah. I, Yahuwah. And I appeared to Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. And it says here, El Shaddai. And I guess that's where they get that El Shaddai. But by my name, and it has here 36, and then finally they put it in, but they, oh my goodness, they put in Jehovah. But by my name, Yahuwah, was I not known to them? Well, we get the answer to that question, and just in time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.